Music.
Catch them if you can. It's the Fox Bureau of Investigation, where we let you use our Fox private investigators for your own personal gain, whether it's something in your personal life you want to get to the bottom of, your business, your professional life, your family. Our private investigators are top notch. Now, a lot of people were asking what happened to our most recent case.
Hi, I'm just wondering what happened to CZ7 Mix. Catch if you can.
I thought I missed it, but it wasn't in the podcast on the listener app either.
I was just getting really into it and then it disappeared.
So everybody wondering what happened. We were buying into this. We were intrigued with what was going on in this case. So I'm going to reset. Tim was our client. Now, everybody's anonymous. Nobody's names are used and we use voice disguises because it's very important no one's identifiable. And these were Tim's concerns in his long-term relationship.
She started going to the gym last year, and the gym has taken over her life in the last year.
Is it true that you might be a bit sus on her personal trainer?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she doing girls' weekends?
Yeah.
Do you speak to her when she's away, or does she just keep her phone? Like, you go into, she going to, like, retreats?
No, it's almost like... It's almost like radio size, but that if that had been across the whole group of girls, like you just don't see anything on social media, you go.
That's interesting. So Tim's partner, her behaviour had changed in the last 12 months or so after a lot of weight loss and working out at the gym. Tim was quite sus about her personal trainer. So Fox private investigator Dave, he was on the case for, I think, just over 48 hours. He had gotten back to us and he had said, can't see anything dodgy with the personal trainer, which was a great result. And then the next step was Tim's partner, she had a work meeting and we were talking about this on the radio, and then Darcy, our producer, got a phone call from a woman who thought, I think this is me. Now, this has never happened in the history of Catch Them If You Can. Somebody thought, I think I'm the one who's in question. So Darcy then spoke to the woman and we got to the bottom of it. It was, in fact, Tim's girlfriend. So then we did all the due diligence we need to do here as radio broadcasters, and Tim and his girlfriend, who we'll now call Nicole, talked through the issues in their relationship, and Nicole said, I would like to go on the radio and give my side of the story. So with Tim's permission, and I want to make this very clear, they're both now open to sharing the story and what's going on in their relationship. Nicole, obviously an alias and on a voice disguiser. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hi.
Morning.
Now, Nicole, let's get to the bottom of this. People were so intrigued in the case that the private investigator was pursuing. How did you figure out, or what made you think this might be my boyfriend?
Look, I was listening and I thought that there were a few things. You know, I obviously started going to the gym last year, and the way he speaks, you know, once you've been with someone for a while, you kind of know the way they talk, even if they've got a voice disguiser on. So there were a few things that I felt could have been relevant to the past year of my life as well, so I thought that I wanted to check.
Now, Nicole, obviously Tim felt obliged to hire a private investigator because he thought something might have been going on with you going to the gym all the time, and especially with your trainer. Now, was he right in thinking that?
There was absolutely nothing going on with me and my trainer. He's just a really good friend, but there were things going on that he probably had right to be a little bit concerned about, but not what he thought.
What were they? What were those things?
look, I have been seeing somebody else who's not Tim, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but it's actually a friend that I met at the gym who is a woman, and it's something that has been really confusing and difficult to work through, and
that's a game changer.
Nicole, this is, oh wow, okay, did not see that coming.
No.
Nicole, now let's fast forward. So obviously, you know, Tim suspected something was not right or as it used to be in your relationship. So, and often the gut does tell you this. So his gut instinct was right, but it wasn't who he thought it was. When you realised through talking to our producer, Darcy, that it was you, and you and Tim obviously sat down for what would be, imagine, a very big conversation in your relationship, how did it play out and how did Tim take it when he found out that you were seeing a woman?
Yeah, look, it wasn't fun. It wasn't good, but you know, I really loved him and he loves me, and it was just something that I needed to tell him, and I probably should have told him quite a long time ago, but it was a really difficult thing for me to work through as well. And we've talked it through, we're doing well, and you know, I'm here and talking about it here, but it was really tricky. He's such a great guy that he took it, I think, as well as he could have. And we're still together and working through it and seeing what the next steps look like.
Well, that's good.
I mean, that is great, you know, in so many ways. And we often say with this segment, Catch Them If You Can, it really is about bringing, I guess, honesty or clarity to a relationship or a situation. And this definitely came out a different way. We didn't see it going in this direction. Do you feel somewhat relieved, Nicole, that now you've been open with Tim? And the fact that you've said that it's not game over for you and Tim, this is now something you're working through together.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a relief to have it off my chest. There's obviously still a lot that we need to figure out with my friend as well, and how things are going to go with her. It's not something that I ever saw happening, so we're just trying to figure it out.
So you're still with Tim and still with your friend? Are you with both?
We're figuring that bit out now.
So have you been with the other girl since you told Tim?
No. Okay. No.
What are you figuring out? Whether you bring it all in together or?
That's something that's on the table, yeah.
That guy's just gone. Thank you.
What? Wow. Jeez. So, oh goodness.
So he's up for that?
Look, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We appreciate, look, and obviously, Nicole, you know, we love that you are talking about this and with Tim's permission, and the both of you wanted to give some resolution, because people get invested, even though they don't know who you are and could walk past you in the street and never know it's you, Nicole. We really appreciate you coming on the show and giving us this update.
Old Timmy Two Chicks.
Hey, yeah. And we wish you well, Nicole, and good luck. Fev wants to keep talking.
Yeah, I just want to ask one more question.
What did you think?
I'm not going to talk about that. I just want to know, Nicole, obviously Tim went out on a limb because he thought you were cheating. Do you resent him for hiring a PI?
No, I understand why he would have done that. I wish he would have asked me, but I don't think that I'm necessarily the person who's in the position to make moral judgments at this point.
And it let him call Josiah. Josiah said to call him. He'll give him some tips and talk through.
What?
Experience.
Oh, no. Now, look, Nicole, thank you so much again for joining us. Say hi to Tim for us, because that's where this all began. And good luck. We'll keep in touch, and we hope you and Tim work through it and arrive somewhere that makes you both really happy.
Well done, Nick. Wow, I didn't see that happen in Boxy.
No.
Wow.
So many twists and turns. Yeah. The fact that Tim thought it was the male personal trainer.
Yeah.
And remember, Tim, he said that Nicole was going on girls' weekends.
Girls' weekends. It was, yeah.
The girlfriend.
They actually were.
Oh.